You know, it's interesting. There's a trial now in node-negative patients looking at dose-dense AC without a taxane and dose-dense taxane without AC. And a lot of people who've used dose-dense AC paclitaxel, who've seen patients sort of cruise through the AC part a little bit easier, are actually utilizing that strategy of dose-dense AC off-study. What are your thoughts about that?
I see that happening even in my own clinic. Started a couple patients in the last few weeks on dose-dense adjuvant chemotherapy, and in discussing it with some of my colleagues, I find that, in fact, they're doing this. This is in a university setting. So it's happening in part because of the issues related to GCSF and reimbursement. There's practicality there because the patients have to pay a very high price. And so docs are saying, well, I want to make sure that it's worth it, and maybe I don't have to give, and the patient doesn't have to pay such a high price, oftentimes some of it out of their own pocket, or make it a lot more your visits to the clinic and so on, if they don't get the taxane in a dose-dense fashion. We'll have to wait and see what the science is. You noticed a while ago I was talking about the fact that it was the alkylating agents in the early studies that were critical. That may be the case now. We can't separate 9741, which is the critical factor, that is the CA or the taxane. So I think we'll have to wait. But you do know that the data suggests that weekly paclitaxel is better than every 3 weekly. Again, that's a study that some people have criticized for good reason.